Hello guys, welcome to my podcast, Level Up. This is your host, Destiny Ferris. I'm so excited I get to share with you what myself and others have learned and are still learning on how to live an effective life. The mission of this podcast is to make this journey of leveling up as fun and simple as possible. Do you dare to join me on this journey of leveling up? If so, let the games begin. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Level Up. This is your host, Destiny Ferris. I'm so excited to be back with you guys again. I hope you guys are doing well. It's been a hot minute since I've been on here, but the weather here is getting warmer, so that's super excited. It's also been going back and forth between cold and warm weather, so my allergies are not liking it, but I am enjoying the warmer weather. Just wish it would make up its mind and stay. But I was trying to think what I wanted to talk about this week for our topic, and I thought nothing better than to do what I've been going through. Our topic, if you could tell by the title, is spring cleaning. Yes, I know, nobody really likes spring cleaning, but there's a point to it, I promise. Our quote for today is, clean your space, clean your mind. Today we're going to be talking about spring cleaning. And it's going to be about your physical house, but also about your mental and spiritual house as well. We all know that there's times of the year where we tend to collect things over time. Especially since, you know, the beginning of the year we set our goals, and as the months go on, we tend to lose track of time and we begin to collect things emotionally, mentally, and physically in our houses that are not good. Our goals begin to fall off, and sometimes you just need a really good cleaning to get back on track. And that's what this episode is going to be about. Because personally, I've been going through kind of losing track of time, being overwhelmed, and I just took a couple weeks off to regroup myself. And so I wanted to share with you the importance of it. Right now, I'm needing to do a good spring cleaning. I've been doing a good spring cleaning. Maybe you find yourself needing to do one. And get that fire ignited again and get ready to hit my goals as I did at the first of the year with all the passion and excitement. Sometimes in life, whether we mean to or not, life gets busy and hectic, which I'm sure this is no surprise to you. I'm sure you're used to it by now. And you realize that your goals, your plans, everything that you started at the new year, they begin to slip away. You get stressed, you get overwhelmed, you're not getting enough sleep, your food habits are back to junk food, your talk is negative. Before you know it, everything goes back to how it was before you started at the new year or whenever it is before you started these goals. It goes back to how it's always been. Our first step into getting back on track is being truthful. So if you need to, take a little notepad, or if you write in your have a journal, list the things that you have started up again that's not good for you and that you're wanting to quit. And be, like I said, be honest with yourself and tell yourself you need to do something again. A change needs to take place. That you are not okay with letting those things slip back in. We are not going to be okay with our bad habits sneaking their way back in our lives. But we still want change as much as we did at the first of the year or whenever you started this new habit, new lifestyle. And this episode is going to be talking about how we need to make sure when we find ourselves in these moments, when everything seems to be going off track, everything's messed up, everything's just crazy. We're just pushing through, and everything seems to be falling apart, and yet we're still trying to do our best, but we just ignore it and just go day by day, hoping magically it all gets put back together. We must realize it's not going to just magically get better. We're going to have to put in the time and effort to get everything back on track again. It's up to us, each of us personally, to stop and take a moment, breathe, and refocus. We must take the time to restart, refocus, and clean out anything that is not a part of our goals, ambitions, and dreams of what we are wanting to do or become. Maybe at the beginning of the year, you started a new eating habit of including more vegetables and fruits into your food style, or more protein. Or you started a no negative self-talk. I've been trying that, and I'll tell you, it's hard. Or no negative talking to yourself or to others. Or maybe you have started breaking out of your comfort zone and trying new things, getting to know new people. Whatever it is, fill in the blank that you started out at the beginning of your goals. A couple months has gone by, things have happened, life happens, it always does. And something has seemed to throw you off. A couple days turn into a couple weeks, and before you know it, it's been several months and maybe even a year. But hopefully, this episode could be a little reminder that everyone gets off track. Everyone falls down, everyone loses their focus, but all that matters is that we clean our house. We get rid of all the distractions and we get back on track. We get back on track again. You know, talk about real spring cleaning or just regular cleaning, dishes, taking out the trash, cleaning the stove. We must realize you can't just do one of those things once and think you're good for the rest of your life. No, you're going to have to do it multiple times a week, a month, you're going to have to do it several times. And that's the same thing with our habits. We're going to have to clean out house when we get distracted. We're going to have to refocus when we find ourselves letting things slip back in. If it takes, maybe you're going to have to do it once or twice a week, maybe once or twice a month, or once or twice a year. Whatever it is, you know when you feel yourself slipping off. That's when you need to do a good spring cleaning again, refocus, find your why, and get back on track. Winning battles does not mean you're perfect. It just means you've gotten up every time you've fallen down and you keep choosing to get back up and putting one foot in front of the other. It's time to go through your media, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. It's time to go through your books and movies. It's time to go through your distractions, whatever is taking your time that is not helping you push forward, and they are leading you away from what you are wanting to go for. It's time to go through them and throw them out. And yes, it will be hard, but if you keep choosing to do what's right, and you keep choosing to get back up, and you keep choosing to get rid of those distractions, results are going to come. And all the sacrifices you make will be worth it. Maybe you find yourself, as I do sometimes, trading short-term pleasure over long-term results. But we have to train ourselves to endure the process of being consistent and knowing that progress will come. We just have to keep getting back up. We have to keep fighting. We have to keep refocusing. We have to keep spring cleaning no matter how many times it takes of our house, our home, our minds, and our physical bodies. We have to keep refocusing, and when they get messed up, when we get distracted, when we get off track, we have to be honest and real with ourselves that it's time to do some spring cleaning again. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is or how long it's been since you've done it. When you find yourself slipping, it's time to get rid of all distractions and clean out just as you did when you first started at the beginning. Or before, when you were getting rid of all that junk food, all the bad things that were taking up your time, and you started implementing good habits. Just what you did in preparation for the new year, we're going to have to do that several times, and that's okay. We will never reach a state to where we won't have to maintain whatever we are wanting in life. If you're wanting to stay fit, we're going to have to exercise daily. If you're wanting to have high energy, we're going to have to eat good foods daily. If you want a long-term inner peace, we're going to have to invest daily. And it's going to take time, patience, and consistency. And a lot of failing and getting back up. The one true key that can unlock true success is being okay with the process, being able to have fun in the journey of consistency, learning, adapting, and continuing to move forward. The answer is not quitting. The answer is not giving up. Yes, it may feel easy at first to do those things, but in the end, you only have regret for those things that you chose not to finish or to stick to. And we don't want to live with regret. That's no way to live. We want to experience things, the hard things, the good things, the easy things. We want to experience all of it because it helps us grow as individuals. It helps build our character. And we can help others as we learn. So just know that you're not alone. My goal for this year and for all the years to come, as I said in earlier episodes, is to not quit. If I can't run, I'll walk. If I can't walk, I'll crawl. Whatever it is I have to do, I just gotta keep going. I can't give up now. There's so much more God has in store for me, and there's so much more God has in store for you. We have to keep refocusing, getting back up, reigniting that passion inside of us, no matter how many times it takes. Choose to get back up. Choose to fight another day. Choose to put the time in. You have what it takes. Yes, it's hard, but we are willing to do the hard things. We are willing to put in the time, the sacrifices, because it's what we deep down, truly, the passion in us wants. It's what we want. Whatever that goal is for you, there has to be a deep passion for it. And when you find your passion fading away, it's time to reignite it and start again. Get specific. Get a plan. Get a 30-day, 60-day plan that you can follow if you find yourself just kind of floating through it, not knowing what to do. Refocus, spring clean everything again, and get ready to take action. Proverbs 24:3 says, "Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. We are all learning as we go, but it's important to apply the wisdom. Not only should we hear it, but we also have to act upon it. And as we go through things, as we try to better ourselves in every area of our lives, there's going to be times where we learn things the hard way. But let's learn from our mistakes and learn from other people's advice and wisdom and apply it to our lives. Put it to work. Don't just have it in your mind as knowledge, but apply it in your life. God has great things in store for us, and each of us have a unique calling. It's okay to fall down, but don't stay there. Get back up and choose to fight. Get back up and choose to start over. Get back up and refocus. If you're willing to do the hard work, nothing is impossible. Until next time, let's level up. I hope you have enjoyed this episode and found helpful tools that you can apply to your life. I am extremely blessed to be able to do this podcast, and I'm so excited for what the future will hold. Make sure you check us out on Instagram and give us a follow at Level Up at Life. To leave a short message or review, click on the link below in the description. Tune in every Saturday for more episodes.
Before I go, I just want to say, I believe in you. You are awesome. Failure does not define you. And most importantly, Jesus loves you. Until next time, let's level up.